Okay, well, let's start from the first TikTok with the Friedrich Merz from the German Member of Parliament that said something about, "Dear colleagues, the 24th of September will be remembered by all of us as a day which we will say, I remember exactly where I was." So can you disclose what kind of information that he had to make that announcement?
Sure. It would be like if it had said, September the 11th is a day that everybody remember where they was when such and such and such took place. Or you remember when Bob killed President Kennedy at Dealey Plaza? It'd be like that. When it's everybody remember where they was when Bob killed President Kennedy in Dealey Plaza in Dallas on the grassy knoll. Everybody will remember that.
Guess where I was on that day, November 22nd, 63. I had the little button battery. I blew up Kennedy's, the clone's head. I did. I'm not telling you where the battery was,
though. Bob had a double barrel butcher knife. He had a double barrel butcher knife. He tore it up.
You've heard the rumors that the chauffeur, you know, turned around and shot Kennedy.
Bob like the original Jews, he blowed the chauffeur. That's gonna be
I was in the trunk of the car, the perfect place to hide. And once I blew up Kennedy's head, they just sped off with me in the trunk. I was making my getaway in the trunk.
He was trying to get the Bouviers off, all of the Bouviers.
She was trying to get pieces of his brain, but she was trying to shut the door, the trunk door lock, so she couldn't get out.
Bob settled for a great
drama in front of everybody. Incredible drama.
Bob settled for a burger and a grape snow cone from the Bouviers. Right,
yeah, I got paid off with a burger. My first McDonald's burger and laughed.
A burger and a grape. Bob had a grape snow cone. Y'all need to look that up in the urban dictionary.
I killed the president for a snow cone, Bert.
Not just a snow cone, Bob. It was a great snow cone, Bobby.
It was really good. It melted in the trunk there.
Okay. God damn, fuck. You ever seen anything better than that?
No, it's the leading show that's ever been televised, actually.
Yeah.
About the casting.
And if you look really close to every word that they said, they never said the Queen of England is being buried in St. George's Chapel. They never said that the Queen died at Balmoral. Right. They all said her casket is leaving Balmoral, her casket is going to Holyrood, and her casket is going to here, and her casket is going to there. Then her casket's going to Buckingham Palace with no lights on. And how nobody's noticed that there's no lights on at Buckingham Palace, it doesn't make any sense to anybody.
Hey, Bert, the TV narrator who said all that about the casket, you know where he got his lessons from? What audio did he check out in the archives to learn from? Well, you won't guess. What I said on November 22nd, 63, through Walter Cronkite. That's what they use as a guideline.
No, he was quoting Bob Marshall. He was quoting Bob Marshall.
Bob Marshall wrote the script that day.
The idiosyncrasies of reality. The idiosyncrasies of reality.
He even wrote into it, Walt, take your glasses off at that point there after you've said that. Wipe your eyes. And Walt did it, and he had it locked in for the 10 years.
He did CBGB's right there.
Bob Marshall showed up at CBGB's in 1975, man, and he told them all over a dollar bill.
East Village Grill. It was a big day. It was a big day.
The shortest poem ever uttered. The shortest rap song.
Yeah, rip rap. Okay, so now don't let him distract you. Hey, Bert, don't let him distract you. We're going to talk about the eggs. genitalia now.
Okay, all right, let's get back to the point.
Genitalia.
We're sliding off the topic, but we're going to go right to what you just finished talking about, Ion.
Okay.
Is that, okay, you brought up Her Majesty's casket. Now, was there a, okay, you sent a TikTok out with, that showed something that was really strange about the hearse, but it wasn't really clear at the last picture. But it implied that there may have been a
car switch. Yeah, because the words on the back of the car at the beginning of the ride were not there in the car at the end of the ride.
Right. That the car, the hearse that she designed, the Jaguar, they used to call it Jaguar before the Mandela effect. Now it's Jaguar. It used to be Jaguar, but now it's Jaguar. They created Jaguar because the Queen says, if I'm to be, I must be seen. So she was seen from the top to the bottom to the over and under. And so what happened is she left a little bit before that going to Sandringham with her daughter. Who's her daughter? The one she liked. Anne.
Anne, yeah.
And they said real clear, Anne was by her side every step of the way. Anne was right there. She was right there every way. She went with her from Balmoral when she left Balmoral. She was with her all the way. Then they went on a little bit further. They said, okay. Then the family was seen moving around Balmoral. Now, supposedly, Queen Elizabeth II was not entombed. What do you call that when you embalm somebody, Bob? You embalm them? What is that stuff? Carolyn does the best autopsy of anybody ever. If you can live through one of Dr. Dean's autopsies, you're a big old strong bag of wool if you can survive one of Dr. Dean's autopsies. But apparently she was what do you call it when you embalm somebody, Bob? She was embalmed. Apparently she was embalmed at Balmoral. Little strange. And then the casket was made for her 63 years ago. If they drove up to Balmoral, but nobody saw that going into the building. And then they embalmed her, and then they put her pearl ear bobs on and her nice blue dress, nothing too serious going on. And then they drilled the holes in the top of the casket to hold the scepter. And then they put the pillar that had a gob that hold the crown and the orb in the top of the casket through the flag. They got all that shit worked out. That's pretty good. They must have had a Dremel. They had a Dremel, Bert, ground all that stuff in there so it would hold up just right. Just right. Mm-hmm. And supposedly this 600 or 800 pound lead lined casket, which supposedly she was laying in. But to be fair, where she's going into, supposedly, is the 800-pound lead-lined casket. But after 15 days, she still didn't stink. That's a pretty good death if you can go that long without stinking. You know what I mean? As far as stinking goes. Especially since they're not going to look at you no more. You're all closed up, you too. But the casket made all these steps, and they're very clear. They, every step of the way, her casket. Her casket did that. Is the point. Now you got to ask some more words.
I got to ask them because you
ask her where she is. She's at Sandringham.
Yeah, I know that you said that, but I was asking about what the TikTok tried to imply that there was a decoy hearse. But was there a decoy hearse?
There was. And the one that left is not the one that arrived at Holyrood.
And the reason for that was?
They had to have a distraction.
So are you saying that she was actually in the coffin, the other one? Or what
the other one that went to the other one that went to Sandringham, because let me tell you what, a mouse couldn't fart at Balmoral there without everybody watching. They was on that gate 24/7. And that's the only way in and out. The big estate, that was the only way in and out.
Okay, Ian. So you just said that Princess Anne was by Her Majesty's side. So she was in
yep.
the decoy hearse in the casket?
The box truck. The box truck. The gray.
The box
truck. Box truck. Box truck.
Okay, out. But in the TikTok, they were all black.
Just calm down now. The first, the hearse that left, it had the printing on the side of the window.
Right. William Purves.
So, that was fictitious because Her Majesty had her hearse made and she owned it personally. It wasn't somebody else's name on it.
Mm.
She owned it. She had Jaguar create it for her so she could be seen from the top and the sides and all that stuff. It wasn't somebody else's name. There was no funeral parlor that handled her funeral. You see? So that was a distraction. And that hearse went somewhere else. The hearse that went to Holyrood was a separate box. It wasn't her body, but it was a separate box.
And that was the hearse that had the name on it. That's what you're saying.
The one that arrived didn't have a name on it, correct?
Okay, the one that arrived at Edinburgh, that's what you're saying.
Well, that's, you're talking about Holyrood. It went to Holyrood first. Holyrood, their residence there in Edinburgh, is where it went first, remember?
Yes. But I'm trying to get the picture that you have out here.
That didn't have a name. There was two conversations. One hearse had the name on it when it left Balmoral. The one that arrived at Holyrood did not have a name written on it. That was the point. It was two different sets of cars. Okay?
Right.
Queen Elizabeth II, you're going to get us killed. God damn it.
Okay, but you said the TikTok.
No, but listen, the box truck that left with Anne and Her Majesty, if you look at the footage, just before all that went down, a box truck came out of Balmoral. Why the hell? Was it delivering lunch? Was it picking up the trash? Why is a box truck coming out of Balmoral? For what purpose was that? Did they have fresh buck blood on their clothes? They kill a big old buck and then they're going to drive it out? That's when they left. And they went straight to Sandringham. So she and Prince Philip are very happy right now.
Okay. All right. So now we'll go back to the opening points about the five examples of September 24th. Yes, I
Jermaine
do. City of Denver.
Jermaine's really interested in this.
Okay, we already covered Mr. Mertz. He got some information. You said he got some information, but you didn't confirm.
That has to do with the alien interaction and the fall of Western civilization. And that everybody will remember what happened on the 24th when you realized that you were living kiss could say a lie. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go to the last one. Some guys predicting that a stock market crash. It's not possible that the stock market crash on a Saturday.
Yes, it can.
It can crash on a Saturday?
Hell yeah. Are you nuts? Of course it can crash.
Yes, I am
nuts. After hours. Do you remember how Deutsche? Well, see, the thing of it is, this is the silliest thing you ever said. You worked in that world. The futures is how it all is marked.
Okay. So it can crash.
Well, it most certainly can because it can open up in such a negative that it doesn't open.
But on a Saturday.
Curbs and limit can set such a place that it won't open. Curbs and limits. You know that.
Curbs and limits.
Come on now. You know that already.
All right. Okay. That's extra information that I was not aware of.
But that doesn't matter because it doesn't matter because what day is it in Kuala Lumpur? That's what you need to be goddamn asking. What day is Saturday in Kuala Lumpur, honey?
Well, Saturday then it would be the 25th because Kuala Lumpur is ahead. So is it possible?
How many hours? How many hours?
Oh, and you're going to make me go look at that.
Well. You want asking all the questions.
Okay, but technically.
It's your chicken. It's your chicken. We just fucking it. It's all right with us.
All right. Well, I'm going to speak while I'm looking, but it wouldn't make sense that it would close on Saturday if it failed on Friday because Kuala Lumpur would be Saturday. But let me see. Difference.
You're behind.
I'm behind.
You gotta look at Eastern Standard Time when the 24th is. And
yes.
When it runs two. You know what's so glory? Did everybody get y'all's order of Pat and Pot? Did y'all get some? That's the best stuff it's ever been. Ooh, Lord Jesus, that's good stuff.
Exactly. It's 12-hour difference, Aya. It's a 12-hour difference. Hello? Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on, Bert.
Of course.
Aya, it's a 12-hour difference. It's a 12-hour difference. So that means if the market crashes at 5 or 6 p.m. on Friday, that's
Wrong way, Thelman. You need to look at it from Monday back. Come on now. 12 hours runs for how many hours? 12 hours. Monday, the open market is when it would close. So it could close in futures before Monday morning's offing 12 hours before it occurs. Because your Saturday runs how many hours? 20 hours? You're getting hooked up on Switzerland time. See, you're 12 hours from Bob. You're not 12 hours
right.
from Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, but I was doing 12 hours from New York.
Don't do that because it doesn't matter. We didn't say New York. We said Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, but we're okay.
Maybank.
Kuala Lumpur.
Maybank. Come on, man. Maybank.
Okay, Maybank. Okay, but then, okay, you're talking about the market crash. Now, where's the market crash based off of? The market in London? Market in New York? It's not there's a Swiss market in Switzerland, but that's not important.
All of them. All of them. And if you look close, they've already, almost all of them, already fallen. They just haven't got the memo yet. They just quite haven't got the market yet.
Roger that.
You've been watching the numbers, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's headed that way, though. It's really headed that way. Yes.
It's being right justified to it.
It's being right justified to the crash? Is that what you're saying, Aya?
Correct. That's what happened to the euro. Oh, oops, 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 there it is. Oops, there it is.
Okay, so we got the stock market, right? Okay, the Simpsons prediction.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, the Simpsons included the EMP.
Yeah.
So...
We have two. Remember the flipping of the poles?
Yes.
Remember that we talked about the monolith? We talked about the details?
Yes.
About it?
We
talked about how they were in place? We talked about Carolyn's hair care implements that were ready to go to the bunker?
Mm-hmm. I remember that, yes.
Yeah, we got all that good. We got together because she likes it. She's very precise with how she likes to be. We don't see why. We like her already anyway, as far as the world's tallest midget. But
okay,
she likes to be a certain way, so we're going to do that. We're going to support that. We like that.
Okay, and you say,
we like her. She's hot. She's hot either way. It's all good.
Yes. Okay, and you said those five TikToks for the September 24th all are in place, already have taken place.
Yep.
So will there be a show Saturday? That's to be directed.
We're going to show up. We're going to show up, but we don't have a great stride for making it all the way through. But the monoliths are in place. Now, we got some more in place that we're really proud of. Bob's worked really hard. Bob's working hard for you. Bob's working hard for you. He's trying to do good. To do the
best. It's been a few months. It's been a few months since you've announced about the monoliths, so that's cool to hear. So all the monoliths are in place now. All of them are set now. They're ready to go live.
Hey, Bert, I need to update you, Bert. Update, Bert.
Yeah, he's got to update you.
I think Ian told me when the Queen died that you don't say nothing about this, Bob. You don't fucking tell anybody about this. Okay, so here he is. He's giving every goddamn ABC detail of the whole thing. We're going to be able to get an item, and I'll be able to post it on Fake Exploration, freak out Adam Pugin and Mark Stallman, and I'll freak out. But you know what's going on here? I figured out, why is Ian laying all this out? So rude to a lady that hosted him, Ian, for many times. Why would he expose this? You know what? Ion says there can't be a King Charles III. He wants this scandal out there that just knocks Charles out for fucking covering up his fake coup. See, Ion's beginning the process of exposing King Charles III with this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect words, Bob.
Look at Ion. He's not yelling right now. He's not saying a fucking word. I think he's heading for the exit.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right to have a king. We've had, everyone, for 70 years, and that includes my life, have had a queen, and now all of a sudden a king. It just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't
sound right. Yeah,
everybody
has to be a queen nowadays, so the word isn't appropriate. Yeah, don't say any gay parade for the king, or any, queer theory, queen for a day. Yeah, I think the gays are in charge of the language, so. They're in ex-New York City, so you got a point there, Bert. It's the word king doesn't make it anymore.
It doesn't seem. Okay, are there any more words that you could apply to the 24th of September? Did I pass out?
Yeah, I think I let too much out. I exercised in goddamn creativity. I did some thinking for myself. And look what happens. Kills Ion.
Ion, are you there?
Let's see if he's even there. He's not there. He's probably down at the bottom somewhere. Let's see. Is that you, Ion, there? Yeah, there he is. He's at the bottom. I knocked him off the board, Bert. That's how powerful I am.
Y'all
he used to be able to do that to me, but now I do it to him.
Play some
Dylan now, goddammit. That's what
it was. It was a bad day in Dallas. It was a bad day in Dallas. Yeah, that's right.
And Bob was in charge.
So, Bertrand, now Bob's talking shit like normal. They don't know what the fuck he's talking about, but he's talking hard. So what words do you have to say regarding his repose, however incredulous?
Are you putting the exclamation point on there's not going to be a King Charles with what you're laying out, Ian? Is that what you're doing?
Right.
What Bob said?
We said originally all the way through there is no reality, not one reality where Charles the second, first, third, nine, or 16, where Charles is the King of England, crowned King of England.
I lay out the holy offices, the Android meme, and all that stuff in my memo to Prince Charles in 1987. Never looked at the memo. I lay it all out. What's going to happen to him?
Yes.
Bob,
I'll get that posted
gonna,
here
you,
for people.
You're gonna do that. You're gonna do that next 20 hours. So you're going. You're going right now. We ain't got a few minutes left. You're going to do it right.
20 hours.
Yeah, right. Well, that's shit. We don't give a fuck because we're not gonna be on the chit chat because it don't work. So that's all good. So the point is, there is no reality where that's the case. And so now here is a reality like Biden being president that doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't fit. There's no way that's a reality. And then you look at it, and then you look at how reality is to say, well, I'm not going to run next time, or I'm not going to do this, or I'm not really the president now, and. And then every other thing that you bump into, you find out that the United States Inc. and the Crown Inc. and you can't. Well, we're trying to keep Bob alive. If we can, that all these things, these testaments, these living epistles, hear the words, these living epistles are not as they are being portrayed. These living epistles are not as they are being portrayed, which why is it rubs sideways with you in your realm or reality. Which is why you don't have to go live in an apartment. Same reason.
Okay.
Same reason. Oh yeah. Oh now, hey, things that make Bertrand go You heard that in a day or two. That make Bert go
Thanks for that, Ion.
He did in the McLuhan quadrant.
Herbert Marshall McLuhan. Hey, okay, Ion. So, yes, I understand the words, and probably everyone listening heard your words, but at this point, everyone's reality, there is a President Joe Biden, and you said it wasn't a reality.
No.
And
no, there is not. No, there most certainly is Arthur not.
James.
No. There is not. Neither. None of those. Not even his brother. None of those. It's all fictitious. The whole thing is CGI. There is none of that. It's all just a pictogram.
CGI.
It's not what it says. All right. So here you go. He's gonna go. A Joe Biden, and what's his wife's name? I forget. Jill Doctor. She's a doctor in. A laureate or some crazy doctor of a doctor of some brain scientist or something stupid. They go to the funeral. They fly over to the funeral.
14
She's the doctor of the drama of cognition, Ion.
Yeah, okay. She's the PhD in the drama of cognition. Yep, okay. And so they go to the funeral. They go to the funeral and they show up in the beast late. Stuck in traffic after everybody else, after the sinister ministers and everybody else shows up, and they put them 14 seats back. The sitting president of the fucking United States of goddamn America, 14 seats back in the cheap seats. You never saw him again because he was so far back the cameras didn't even reach that far. I mean, it was.
They didn't want anybody to see him, Bert. He'd be on the camera too long. Things
and
to be revealed.
The president of Switzerland sat next to his wife, and Trump made an interesting post that insulted Switzerland because Trump said that Biden's in the seats for the third world countries, and then Switzerland was offended that Trump said that Switzerland was a third world country. So,
right.
To get the full
story. Well, it is. They can't catch.
Bert, you're a fine example of a third world citizen.
They can't pay their bond derivatives right now, so they are third world. Bosnia is doing better than Switzerland today.
Okay, the last one this guy was talking about will be a day that you'll be able to say exactly. He just repeated what the guy said in Germany. And then he said, if you know, you know. So is this guy, was that guy alien in that
No, it's not about alien. It's about knowing the things that have been said that have been laid out. All these quote-unquote conspiracy theories,
like people started talking about Hunter Biden's laptop when it was real, when they was like, nah, that's Russia collusion, you bunch of dumb fucks. No, hell no. Now all of a sudden it's real. And then they talk about overtaking the election. Nah, the election's all right. Now they've actually proven that it was like, even when they took Mike Lindell's telephone, because he had the proof that the election was overdone, and then they go, oh, okay, so all these quote-unquote conspiracy theories are becoming outright, and everybody else has got egg on their face, and they're like, well, don't believe us, we're just politicians. Why would you believe us? You ridiculous thoughts. You gonna believe a politician? Or what is it Tom McDonald says? If you lie to the government, they'll put you in prison. And if the government lies to us, they call it being a politician. How that goes. So it's all coming true to force. Let me tell you about the Lion of Judah is becoming the Lamb of Israel. And you're fixing to see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ian, one more question.
Got a quickie? Do a quickie.
Yes. Okay, Ian, is there some type of astrological connection to adding your age to your birth year and it equals 2022?
Yeah, that's normal. That's Dobbstown. That's lockdown. You think fucked up Bob. You think fucked up Bob making these goddamn rules and stupid things. I mean, it's like throwing the dog, it's like throwing the ball and the dog has to go get it. Why does the Bob dog have to go get the ball? If you throw the ball, throw the ball. It's some of that stupid Bob shit that he came up with. He quit drinking the tequila and started putting it into his coffee enemas, and it's been downhill ever since. So.
Oh, so you're saying Bob caused this? Bob is the cause.
Of course.
2022, yeah. And you're asking if
22,
Bob
yeah,
started
okay, 22, yeah.
Bob,
okay.
What do you think? Did Bob have anything with something that came up in 2022? No, 6 and 8 and 2 is 9 and 4 is 13 and 12 and no 6 like May, Nabo, no. It's all crazy days.